With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I will be talking about my trip to Croatia. So at the beginning of September, my wife and I went on our first holiday for quite a long time, travelling to Split in Croatia. It's a beautiful city with wonderful islands that you can visit by boat. In this two-part podcast, I'll be looking back on a fantastic break. In part two, I'll be talking about an incredible but very scary hike we did. But today is all about the beaches and the islands. So sit back, close your eyes and imagine that you are with us on the beaches of Croatia. Before I talk about it, a little bit of vocabulary and grammar for you to think about. First of all, listen out for how I use spend time. Because when you use this expression, spend time, or specifically spend 10 minutes or 2 weeks, if you use a verb, that verb must be in the gerund. So for example, I spent the morning cleaning the kitchen, not I spent the morning to clean the kitchen. So listen out for how I use that expression. The next thing to listen out for is a phrase really similar to the bigger, the better. And I want you to listen to the structure of how I used this. It's when we are talking about how one thing can improve another thing, for example, or one aspect can change the aspect of something else. And the structure for this is the, and then your comparative structure. So it could be the bigger, for example, or the more time, or the more money. And then the other part is the, and then another comparative structure, the better, for example, or the more money you make, or something like that. And the final thing to think about is a phrasal verb, to jut out, J-U-T, to jut out. And this means to extend out, up, or forward. So again, listen out for how I use that. Okay, so let's talk about Croatia. Croatia has some of the most beautiful beaches and clear water in Europe. We love beaches, so we spent a lot of time discovering new ones, trying to find our favourite. Let's start by speaking about the city. We learned quite quickly that the further you walk, the better the beaches are. The one quite close to the centre was too crowded and the water didn't look so nice. But when we walked away from the centre to a park called Marijan Park, that's where we found the best beaches. It juts out from the city and there's a big hill which you can climb for great views, or you can just walk around the park and around the coast. The southern part had warmer water and lovely beaches with large rocks you could sunbathe on, while the northern part was a little cooler but with stunning views. So that was Split, but how about the islands? Well, we visited a few, including Hvar and Brač, which are both really beautiful. Hvar is known as the queen of the Croatian Dalmatian islands. With the charming town of the same name, its fields of lavender, ancient olive trees and vineyards, and of course, beautiful beaches. Brač, which took me a while to learn how to pronounce, is famous for the Zlatni Rat Beach, a long stretch of sand which, in all honesty, looks better from above than when you're actually on it. I think my favourite beach was a short walk away from Zlatni Rat, but offered a more relaxing experience, away from the tourists. You can also do a hike up a mountain for amazing views, but for us it was too hot and we arrived on the island a bit too late to do it. The other thing we really enjoyed was the ice cream. I had the best mango ice cream I've ever tasted while on Hvar. So if you ever find yourself in Split or one of its nearby islands, be sure to sample an ice cream. Okay, that's part one. Next time, I'll be speaking about one of the scariest days of my life, climbing up Mosor Mountain. And remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or you're interested in taking English classes with me online, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from listeners. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.